Jesus said to the crowds, "This generation is an evil generation because it seeks a sign." We know the Pharisees and scribes had asked Jesus for a sign. And he said, "No sign will be given except the sign of Jonah, his resurrection," which they didn't accept as a sign anyway. And he knew that. And they just said that they needed a sign to believe in Jesus as an excuse not to believe our Lord. And if Jesus gave them a sign, they wouldn't believe anyway. He knew that. They're just pushing it forward, pushing belief in our Lord forward and forward, procrastinating. We can say that some in the crowd were doing that, and we do that today. Excuses not to repent, not to believe, not to change our life, not to obey the commandments of God. Make excuses and say, "I need a sign, or God needs to do this for me, and then I'll change my life. If he doesn't do this, then I'm not going to change." And in the end, if he gave it, they wouldn't change anyway, probably. So we don't need excuses. We don't need signs. Those who have a good heart, those who have a good will, don't need signs and special things for God, and don't need to tell God what to do. Don't need to tell him how to organize my life according to my will, the way I want to do things. We need to have a good, humble heart and let God run things, let him be in control, and to do our part by repenting today. Now is the time of salvation. Now is the time to change my life on a daily basis. We don't need signs. We don't need any more proof from God that he is here with us, and that he's helping us and guiding us and listening to our prayers, that he loves us, and that he will help us in every way. We don't need any more proofs. He's shown us in abundance of proofs of his love for us and the help that he will give to us. Now we have to do our part. We have to change. We have to make the effort and pray and do good works and practice charity and look and examine our life and see all the things we need to do to change and be better today, now. And not waiting for a sign, not waiting and procrastinating for later I will change. No, now. That's what the good soul will do. That's what the person who loves God will do now. No more excuses, but action, deeds now, a good will and a good heart to serve God with all our heart and soul today.
Oh, misericordia.